Welcome to Ojibwe Stories, Gaga Nunanada.
Today's a rather special Ojibwe Stories. In late April at UMD, we had the 8th annual Ojibwe Language Quiz Bowl, hosted by Dan Jones of Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College. Several college Ojibwe programs from Wisconsin and Minnesota were in the competition, and we'll feature a few of those head-to-head rounds on this episode. The first competition we'll hear is between Augsburg College and the A-team from UMD. Here's Dan Jones, your MC.
At this time, we've got the A-team, you from the University of Minnesota, Duluth, challenging the Augsburg team, MCCC. Okay, we're going to arbitrarily, as we did every time, start with the team in front of me, and both teams will be given five questions. If after that five questions each, we have a tie, we're going to use those buzzers that are in front of you. So the buzzers in front of you are just for an overtime situation. Question number one, first one's for you and me. How do you say Dakota Indian in Ojibwe?
One.
One more time.
One.
That is correct. Augsburg, MCTC, although it's known as Team Rick Foy. Answer in Ojibwe. I'm going to the dance.
Nindija Nimi Iding.
That is correct. UMD. Question number two. In Ojibwe, how do you say wood tick?
Eziga.
That is correct. UMD, one point. Augsburg, question number two. Translate into English. Gina Moshe.
My cross cousin.
My cross cousin, Judge. Look at the answer right there. That answer is incorrect. So the University of Minnesota Duluth, the A-team, you have an opportunity to steal this question. Translate to English, Guy de Moshe.
Your sweetheart.
That is correct. So even cross cousin, you were saying my sweetheart? Mm-hmm. No, my cross cousin. Mm-hmm. It's your, either way. 18, 1 point. Question number three, UMD. In Ojibwe, what is the word for skunk?
Jiga.
That is correct. UMD, 1 point. Augsburg. Ani Nekitumagak, Asian Kadegan, Ojibwe Mung, Northern Lights. Judge.
I'll sing correct.
So, Augsburg, 1 point. Question four over here. Translate into English. When is the day?
He or she has dirty feet.
That is correct. 18, 1 point. Augsburg, your question number four. Translate into English, Bate Weas.
Dried meat.
That is correct. Dried meat. Final question. Question number five. Aniganutan. Anindash, brackets. Anishwin, Gav Mawin. Jaganashi Mung.
Why did she cry?
That is correct. Your D, 1 point. Augsburg, Ganakanutan, Jaganashi Mung. Anindash, brackets, Anishwin, Mayweyen.
Why are you crying?
That is correct. That is question five. So UMD, you stole one from them, which gives you into the winning the match here. So I declare UMD the winning team. Please.
You're listening to Ojibwe Stories. Today's episode is the 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Competition held at UMD in late April. The next two teams we'll hear are the A-team from UMD competing against the team from Leech Lake Tribal College.
A-team, you play again against Leech Lake Tribal College. The winning team there will advance against the B-team from the University of Minnesota Duluth. Those two will compete to advance against the undefeated UMTC team. So we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4. We wish we could give trophies to everybody, but due to budget constraints, we're able to purchase 2 trophies for each division. So we're going to be recognizing first and second place, although you do earn bragging rights. All right, we're going to start with the A team. Your first question. Aniganutanjakinashimung. Dewe Igan.
Drunk.
That is correct. You only need 1 point. Please shake your first question. Aniganutanjakinashimung. That is correct. Please shake 1 point. UMD, I think you know, times up in Ashimo, Muskiki Wikwe. That is correct. Leech Lake, I think you know, times up in Ashimo, Nagamo Wad. That is incorrect. UMD, I got an opportunity to steal that point. I think you know, times up in Ashimo, Nagamawad.
Singers
is correct. That was your question two. Question three over here. Question three. Aniganutan jaganashimung. Nimi ajamin, nimi ding.
We are going to the poem.
Judge? All right, that answer is correct. Leech Lake, your question number three. Aniganutan jaganashimung abanoj odak, excuse me. Odamino wa abanojiyak.
Children are playing.
The children are playing. That is correct. Leech Lake, 1 point. So we're on question number four. Over here. Aniganutan jaganashimung. Niminoya wisiniyan.
I feel good when I eat.
That is correct. So do I. Leech Lake, your question number four. Minoya wisinid.
They feel good when they all eat.
One more time.
They feel good when they all eat.
That is incorrect. UMD, you got an opportunity to steal this point. Niganutan jaganashimo minoya wisinid.
She feels good when she eats.
That is correct. UMD, 1 point. Your fifth question. Aninekidung Ojibwe mong next to the water.
Jibadig.
That is incorrect. Please take you have an opportunity to steal that point. Aninekadong Ojibwemong next to the water.
Jigabig.
That is correct. Please take 1 point. Your question number five. Anin Ejigijigat Nongong.
Who's that singing over there?
That is incorrect. UMD, you got a chance to steal that point. Question reads, Anin Ejigijigat Nongo.
Ishquad Anoki Gijigat Nongo.
That is correct. Can't understand the question. What day is it today?
Oh, you're supposed to answer.
Okay, we have UMD with 7, Leech Lake with three. At this time, UMD has declared a winner. Okay, I want to thank the team from Leech Lake for joining us today. Thank you.
This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaganu Nidida. Today's program features the 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Competition held in late April at the University of Minnesota Duluth. And our next match features two teams from UMD going head-to-head.
You guys are Team A?
Yeah.
And Team B?
Plan B.
Plan B? Plan B? 18. Plan B, 18. This is exactly what the local radio station wants to have two local teams competing against each other. So this is, we couldn't have scripted this any better. Yes. Okay, guys. UMD, B team, your first question is, in Ojibwe, how do you say it is cold, talking about liquid?
Gosh, kozen?
That is incorrect. Okay, 18, you have an opportunity to steal from your classmates. It is cold, referring to a liquid.
Dakagan?
One more time.
Dakagan?
The last part of the closing eye. Dakagan, is that what you said?
Dakagan.
That is incorrect. Dakigan. 18, your first question. Translate the following phrase into English. Gawin win windemoeyeg, babushkanzi wa monomen.
The old women do not thresh the rice.
That is correct. 18, one point. You have two bands out there. All three of them.
Go to the loo.
Your question. What does the skinkimizigigizis mean?
A gnat.
A gnat? Nope.
Okay.
Even your teammates disagree with you.
Oh.
That's why you should consult. A-team, what does the skigamizigagizis mean?
April.
That is correct. A-team, one time. Second question. Anaginotan Ojibwe Mong Leech Lake Reservation.
Ga, daga, squa, jamaikog.
That is correct. Ga, daga, squa, jamaikog. A-team, one time. Question number three. Under the new time, Ojibwe Hmong, I'm feeling pitiful today.
Ingu Parze.
Answer is correct. You got an opportunity to steal that point. Under the new time, Ojibwe Hmong, I'm feeling pitiful today.
Ingu Parez Nungu.
That is correct. Third question, Team A. Answer in Ojibwe. Anin ene ginzut nongum gizis.
Nishtana ashi ingarva vasvi ene ginzut gizis nungum.
That is correct. 18-1-1. For our non-speaking audience out there on Radio Land, the question was translated. To answer in Ojibwe, what number day of the month is it? And today is the 26th. TB, question number four. Anaginutan, Jaganashi, no? Nindujiba, Unika Mitsing.
I'm from the roof.
That is correct.
Good.
Pretty bold if you didn't even consult your teammates.
Said I was feeling bold.
Yes, you were. Hey, team. I think a new time on Ojibwe Hmong, I am not tired.
Gawin and Diakose, team.
That is correct. 18 more points. Question five. What is the English translation of a ginzo?
To be counted.
That is correct. A-team, what is the Ojibwe translation for taste rancid?
Jate pungwood.
That is correct. Okay, that is question five. That means we do have a clear winner. UMD, the A team. Please shake hands with your opponent.
This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaganu Nidida. Today's episode features the 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Competition, held in late April at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Ojibwe Stories host Eric Reddix had a chance to interview Dan Jones from Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College, who is the MC of this competition.
I'm here with Dan Jones from Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College in Cloquet. Dan, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your involvement with the Quiz Bowl, how it got started.
I can certainly do that. This is our 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Quiz Bowl. And what came about is that about 8 years ago, we were doing high school quiz bowls. And what was happening is that we've been doing high school quiz bowls for such a long time that the students that graduated high school went on to college didn't have anything similar to that. So Valerie Tanner and I got together and we decided, why don't we have something at the college level? And so the planning came into place, and the College of St. Scholastica was the first place that hosted the first event there, and we decided to do that and something for the college kids to have. So as we evolved, it started out that we had one match, and that we quickly found out that first year teams, second year teams, third year teams were mismatched, and that it was not fair. So now we evolved to the point where we got two divisions. We got schools out there that are first year schools, second year schools, so it all depends on their language ability. And so now we have the opportunity now to observe the teams where we're at right now, where we have two divisions. So it makes it a lot fairer and more exciting, more fun when they're competing with their peers. Why do we do this? Anishinaabe Jibamadazi Magak Anishinaabe Jitwawin is the very good answer. To keep the language and customs alive of our people. And this is one way to make it fun. And the students, college students come out, and they do have fun, and they find out that other students are in the same situation that they are across the state of Minnesota, and this year we had some from Wisconsin. So that's really why we do it, how we do it, how it started out. And we're hoping that every year we invite people to sit in on the planning committee. Every year people make suggestions, so we invite them to come sit on the planning committee to change things, to improve things, and to make it challenging and exciting.
Miigwech.
You're listening to Ojibwe Stories, Gaganu Nidida, and the 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Quiz Bowl, held at the University of Minnesota Duluth in late April. Next up is the championship round between the A-team from UMD and the defending champions from the University of Minnesota Twin Cities.
Okay, at this time, I want to welcome everybody here to our championship match. What we want to do is give the opportunity for the participants to stand up individually and introduce themselves in Ojibwe for at least 8 minutes. And we're going to be timing you. Go. So whatever you want to do, you want to share with the audience here. Maybe how long you've been a student of the language. Anything you think of would be of interest to you. And what makes you unique. Go ahead, start over here.
Ryan Indijnikaz. Been a student for, this is the second semester. And I don't really know what makes me unique. But, yeah,
I like
Randy
Indijnikaz, this is my son back, Orion. He's been so good all day.
Wait a minute.
This is my first year studying Ojibwe formally.
We should hear from your coach. First of all, who are you?
Misko Ananga Indigu, Eric Reddix Indijnikaz, Nigazi Indu Dame, Dallas Akaiga Dunjiba. Meet you.
Miigwech. Welcome, the team from UMD. Alrighty, the undefeated team from University of Minnesota Twin Cities. Who are you guys?
Christian Indijnikaz, Gawin Mishin, if you can Lansing and Dudem, Kapakami and Dunjiba. This is my second semester studying language. So, yeah. That's
really Well put.
Buju, Louis Nindijin Kaz, Gawin Nindudu Demasi, Rochester Nindunjaba. I'm also in the second semester.
Not me. I got a different code.
And I'm special because I'm me.
Oh, yeah. Of course, no one else could be. Oh. Yeah.
Absolutely. Buju, Sean Nindijin Kaz, Gawin Bashir, Ninga Kinamasi, and Dude. I have a twin.
No way, you and I are twins? That's not your link. Well, you and I are twins.
Yes.
You got a twin, I got a twin. And who's your coach?
Sir Roger.
Buju Ginoa, Rod Nindijin Kaz, Tawin Ngikin Masin and Odeim, Ngishimung Ndonjiba. I'm actually also in the same Ojibwe language class as them, but I'm a graduate student, so I can't compete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm. What makes me special is, I suppose, I'm the only one. They would say the beard. I would say I'm the only person insane enough to take both Ojibwe and Hmong at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, University of Minnesota Duluth, you guys being the challengers, you need to beat the undefeated team twice if you want to be declared the champions. They need to beat you once. That's how it is. Alrighty? Good luck, both teams. The first question will go directly to University of Minnesota Twin Cities. Your first question, how do you say white pines in Ojibwe?
Jingwa Kwo.
That is correct. UMTC, 1 point. UMD, A-team, your first question. How would you say he is gathering sap?
Nadubi.
One more time.
Nadubi.
Nikoye, that answer is correct. UMTC, your second question. How do you say there's heavy, wet snow falling?
Jacopon.
That is correct. UMTC, 1 point. UMD, the A-team, your second question. How do you say when it is the first day of the month in Ojibwe?
Mayagamor.
One more time.
Mayagamor.
That is incorrect. So UMTC, you have an opportunity to steal that point. How do you say when it is the first day of the month in Ojibwe?
Maya Duggenzod.
That is correct. UMTC, 1 point. UMTC, your question number three. Translate Nika.
Canada goose. Not Canadian goose. They don't have citizenship.
That is correct. I was going to ask you, do you recall what it says in brackets?
Yes.
Canada goose in brackets. Not Canadian. They don't have citizenship. They're free to cross the border. South or north. Question number three. UMD. Translate Bingo Zens. 15 seconds.
Nat.
That is correct. UMD, 1 point. UMTC, how do you call a treaty kettle?
Okadakik.
That is correct. Okadakik, UMTC, 1 point. UMD, how do you call a woven mat or rug?
Anakam.
That is correct. I tell my students to use a good way to remember that. When I come to visit you, I'm going to stand on a rug and I'm going to come a knocking. UMTC. Correct. Thank you, Sheila. How do you say the tree is planted?
Badukizo Matig.
That is correct. UMTC, 1 point. University of Minnesota Duluth, the A team. How do you say one by one? That answer is correct. Either way, it's not going to make a difference in the outcome. Okay, we do have a winner. We got a championship, champion team from the University of Minnesota Twin Cities.
You've been listening to the 8th Annual Ojibwe Language Quiz Bowl, held at the University of Minnesota Duluth in late April. Dan Jones from Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College in Cloquet, Minnesota, was your MC.
This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaga Nunadida. To listen again to past episodes of Ojibwe Stories, Gaga Nunadida, visit the KUMD website at kumd.org and click on Audio Archives. Ojibwe Stories, Gaga Nunadida is produced by KUMD and the Department of American Indian Studies at UMD, with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.